We're bringing you the results of the American presidential contests today as they come in. Mitt Romney has won the Republican caucus in Nevada. NPR projects Hillary Clinton will win the Democratic contest. And the polls are still open in South Carolina's Republican primary. You can follow developments on our interactive election map. It's so cool. It's at npr.org/elections. Now, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about another political story in South Carolina this week. His name is Joseph P. Riley Jr. On Monday, he was sworn in as mayor of Charleston for the 9th time. Mayor Riley has served the city since 1976, and he is on the line from his office. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
First of all, congratulations, sir, on your win. You seem to have this election thing down pat.
Well, the citizens are very patient in Charleston. They're giving me time to figure out how to do this job, and and I love working with them. It's the best job in public service in America.
Tell me what Charleston was like when you first were sworn in on December 15th, 1975.
Well, it was very different. Our downtown was almost dead, an old historic commercial downtown. There was a racial division. It's really why I ran for mayor. I was urged by African-American leaders and white business leaders to be a bridge builder. The future of the city was questionable, as was the case of American cities. What, you know, will these work any longer? There was a fear of crime. A real turning point time in this city, and I think the American city in the 70s, many were in that same kind of situation.
And, of course, now it's changed a lot. Charleston is now considered one of the most pretty sort of picture postcard and livable cities in the country. How much do you take credit for?
Well, the credit goes to my citizens. I work for them. We've worked very hard. Our goal is to be able to positively answer the question, is this the best that can be done? Is anyone doing it better? So whether it was restoring our historic commercial downtown or when we built public housing, we built it beautifully. We won an award from the President of the United States for showing the country that you could build housing for very poor people beautifully and nourish neighborhoods rather than have them take away from neighborhoods. And we built a gorgeous waterfront park on an ugly eyesore, and we said no to the idea of privatizing it and gating it and high-rising it, and said no, let's make it a wonderful, beautiful public park first, and let's resolve to make this a great American city. And we've done that.
From reading about your work, I understand that you have a monthly Mayor's Night In where you sit in your office and anyone, any citizen can come talk to you. What kinds of things do you hear from your citizens then?
Oh, everything. I hear from unusual personal problems to a drainage ditch that needs to be worked out. But it's wonderful. I love it because what I know is that I'm never more than a month away from any citizen who needs to talk to me talking to me.
And, of course, it's manageable to do that since your city's, you know, a pretty small size, 100,000 people.
Well, we have 121,000 citizens in the city now, and it is manageable. But mayors of larger cities do it as well.
Now, of course, there have been challenges in your 32 years. I think of the fire last year that killed 9 firefighters, the biggest death of firefighters since 9/11. You've been criticized personally over how you handled this. What are your thoughts now about that time?
Well, certainly, personally, that was the biggest challenge, a terrible tragedy, and we resolved to make Charleston the place of best practices and most professional firefighting, and so that's what we're doing, and that's the way that we will honor these 9 fallen people. So heaven forbid when another community has a serious and tragic fire like this, that they will know the day after the word will be, well, you need to go to Charleston, South Carolina, and see what they did and how they responded and how they recovered and look at their wonderful fire department.
Mayor Riley, are you going to run again?
Oh, gosh, I haven't decided. That's a few years off. I love my work. I get to work early, but it's not a job that you will ever want to do in semi-retirement. So I'll know when the time is, and hopefully I will know the time to stop before my citizens know the time for me to stop. But I'm so grateful for their support and encouragement over these years.
Today is, in fact, your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
65 years old. In fact, you've spent half your life in City Hall.
Well, it's been a great time. It's a very special type of public service in our country. And the fact that you're working for every citizen, you're picking up their garbage and attending to their personal neighborhood needs each and every day.
Joseph P. Riley was sworn in this week for his 9th term as the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina. Congratulations, sir, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.